bring up anything by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We will continue here taking your phone calls because that is the point of the program. And I still have a few other interesting things to touch on if we get a chance, but your calls are the primary element. So let's start out with Alex in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
This question's for Mark because Dale just told me about 20 minutes ago on Facebook that Mark knows everything. Mark.
Yes.
Why is a patient with renal disease at risk for development of uremia as his nephrons progressively deteriorate?
I'm sorry, Mark.
I have no idea. All I know that you're talking about kidneys. That's it, man.
Okay. What was the question again? I'll take a stab at it.
Why is a patient with renal disease at risk for development of uremia as his nephrons progressively deteriorate?
Because nephrons, they purify urine.
Are nephrons related to mupprons?
I do not believe so.
Okay. So, did you have anything else?
No. Just
am I right?
Like no, I don't really know. It's just for my pathophysiology final, and so I'm trying to get the answers to it, and I asked Dale if you guys would be able to help
with that. Wikipedia.
And Dale said Mark would.
Well, I'm sorry you invested so much time in calling in and waiting on the line when you really just should have known that we're just a couple of talk show hosts here.
Yeah. I've been working on this for like 5 hours. I needed a break.
You know,
that lunch makes perfectly good sense.
The reason why we got into talk radio was because we really couldn't do much anything else.
Makes sense now.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. You waited a half an hour for that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Why do people listen to me?
Well, I don't know. You're influential, I suppose. They look up to you. And that's just the thing with talk
radio.
They're
better than to listen to me.
Well,
yeah, they think you're a professional and all this stuff.
Well, even you are. We are professionals in that we get paid. You're not getting paid for this, unfortunately. But and we didn't get paid for years. But... that's the thing with talk radio is that people believe that because you have a microphone, it must mean that you have access to radio stations. It must mean that you know something, or it must mean that you're an expert at something, or that that you're somehow different in a better way than the average.
I don't know. You're pretty knowledgeable about the radio business.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, anything you do for a decade of your life, and I've now been doing this for about 12 years. Not talk radio specifically, but the radio business. Anything you do for a decade, you probably will become fairly knowledgeable about that. That much is true. But it doesn't mean that you would be any less knowledgeable had you spent 10 years in radio. So I like to shatter this particular illusion about talk show hosts as often as possible because, for whatever reason, it is very common out there. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because a lot of the talk show hosts out there like to position themselves as though they are, that Rush Limbaugh says, talent on loan from God, one hand tied behind his back, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe
he can cut off people that he doesn't like or that if they sound too smart, you know.
Right.
He's got screeners that can cut, you know. And
that's
it's a great
point.
Way to sound really, really intelligent. You get these people who are like, you take the most boob of the boobs of liberals.
Right.
And get them, only let those people through to talk who only have like the most straightforward talking points to bring up. That are easy to shoot down.
Sure works.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point. I didn't even think of that for a moment there because I'm so used to doing this show where we'll take calls from anybody. But that was one of the reasons why I set Free Talk Live up the way that I did originally with open phones was because it always bothered me that the other shows were so heavily screened. And you're right. They can just screen out people that will they'll upstage them. You know, a caller that is more of...
Or cut them off or mute them. And, you know, if they do get to the point where they're upstaging them, whatever.
Exactly. So because they have this image to maintain that they are somehow special human beings more so than anybody else. And I'm sorry, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and Glenn Beck, or whoever the hell the rest of you are out there. You're not. You just happen... I mean, these guys aren't particularly brilliant. They just happen to make the right connections with the right people and show up to work on time often enough to where they can...
They have good, like, assertiveness and, you know,
being
outspoken and assertive and all that, which I'm sure is great.
I disagree with what you're saying there. Rush Limbaugh is a genius in the area of broadcasting.
Sean Hannity's a hack.
Well, you may not like the way he does it, and I don't like his show either, but what does a hack mean to you?
Oh, well, I have to pull up the definition. But
okay, a hack is somebody who just mails it in, who's not very good. They just say the same things over and over again. They're not making an effort. They're just
Sean Hannity's not original. He's a copycat of Rush Limbaugh, and he's just happened to done a good job at it.
But he's good at doing broadcasting. He may not be good at figuring out his own philosophy.
But it's not
or whatever.
Hard to be good at doing broadcasting. That's what I'm telling you here. These people want to position themselves as though they're somehow special or better than anybody else, but the reason why they're in broadcasting because they're lazy and they didn't want to do anything else with their lives. I mean, broadcasting is easy. It's not like laying brick or having to do something where you actually have to construct something to specs that actually is important. You're just doing radio. I mean, it's entertainment.
Yeah, and I think
you're a jester.
I guess what Mark is getting at is a lot of it is good marketing. You know, appealing to this. He's got this group of people. And it's easier to get them when they're really upset, like right now when Democrats are in power, and
that's true.
And you get this following, but I wonder even, I'm sure he believes, I'm sure most of what he says, I'm sure a lot of it is just something that he knows is going to appeal to this group that he has a following in.
Yes,
and it's so easy to just kind of push their buttons, And I think I see the same thing with Michael Moore. I think a lot of his films and everything is he's the inverse of Rush Limbaugh, and I am highly speculative about how much he actually adheres to a lot of the things that he puts out there.
Michael Moore, you mean?
Yeah, sure. Almost any of these people who are any of these talking heads, it's like I think that it's good marketing to find this disaffected group of people and just really push their buttons and get them going, and then get this fan following.
Toll free number here is 800-259-9231.
People do seem prone to the cult of personality. They're more interested in, well, you be the expert on the area of philosophy on government, and then I'll just defer to you every time. I mean, that's what a ditto head is, right? Well, Rush Limbaugh says it. I agree. Ditto. And it's
no
just
thinking
easier.
Involved.
It's easier than thinking for yourself. And that's what Free Talk Live asks you to do. And it's one of the reasons that our listeners get so upset when they disagree with us on a particular issue that may not be entirely related around liberty. What's coming to mind right now is vaccines. But, there's other things that we disagree with our listeners sometimes on. And they're like, but you're so pivotal. You're so important. The things you say are so important. Whoa. We tell people to think for themselves. That's why we advocate liberty. I mean, if you're going to take vaccine advice from a guy on the radio that you don't know, I mean, you need to have your head examined.
Absolutely. Taking any advice from guys on the radio. That's the point I'm trying to make here, is that when I was in the corporate radio world and looking around me and seeing what was going on around me, it was pretty clear that it wouldn't be too hard to succeed. I mean, you have to show up on time, make sure that you do the job that you're supposed to do, keep doing it, and do it proficiently, and it'll work out. You'll get ahead. The guy we worked for, the last radio station I worked for, was a drunk. I mean, that's the kind of people we're talking about here.
Absolutely true.
It doesn't take a whole lot to be successful in radio. Obviously, look, I did it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right, Mark. We're not here to tell people what to do. I mean, we're providing a dialogue, so people can listen to it, and they can filter through everything that's being said. Oh, that makes sense. No, that doesn't make sense. Oh, he didn't really back up that point very well. And come, think for yourself and come away with something from it. But, don't listen. It's like, oh, let me figure out everything I need to do. Hear these guys need to tell me everything I need to do now.
Right. I like what they said on that one issue, so I'll just believe what they say on everything else. Please question everything, even what we say, even if you like us or you feel like you like us, because radio is a very personal medium.
Not what I say, though.
It's a very personal medium. when you're listening to somebody on the radio, you get to feel like you know them. You get to feel like it's that they're talking to you. And in a way, we are talking to you, but you is, a few hundred thousand people right now. So it feels very personal for folks. But please remember that we're subject to failure as well, and we could be wrong. So question everything you hear. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together 2 family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours for free. Front page of the website. at freetalklive.com.
And if you want to pick up gold and silver at great rates and, you know, an easy way to buy and it's not complicated, you know, which collector coins and all that stuff, just go to gold.freetalklive.com. I've gone over there. I've made it as easy as possible for people to buy in conjunction with Midas Resources, our syndicate. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here taking your calls about what you want. Let's go to John in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
I was just on my way home from a government meeting and listening to Tuesday's podcast because I fell a little bit behind in my listening. And I just absolutely loved the proxy discussion you guys had in the third hour on Mark's blow-up. And Mark trying to defend himself without actually going out and defending himself.
Oh, okay. Well, what you're talking about here is, and by the way, I was completely oblivious during that discussion. I had no idea what that was in reference. I thought it was an honest call. I didn't know what it was about. But, Mark, can you explain what he's talking about for our listeners that were not there? Because most of our listeners were not present for the original conversation that sparked the call.
Right. There was
a lot of recapping that needs to happen here.
Right. There's a whole bunch of recapping that needs to go on. We did an evening show, or what do they call it? After show. What we call an after show.
Extended edition, internet only.
On Monday night, where, and, you know, there was a sort of relaxed atmosphere going on. After shows, you don't have to worry about the FCC. And
right.
Somebody asked me about how things were going with getting my project that I want to get, that I've been trying for 2 years to get through the FSP.
The Free State Project.
The Free State Project, and their board. And I basically just flew off the handle and said things that
were very frustrated.
Yeah, I am extraordinarily frustrated in dealing with the board, but
which is a board of bureaucrats.
Anybody,
basically.
Anybody who deals with any board knows the feeling that I have. That,
right, they're slow, they're bureaucratic, they are
incredibly slow. They meet once a month, so they have a difficult time making decisions. And you know, it was poorly timed in that
only meet once a month. You need to get stuff done. Like that meeting, you should be banging stuff out.
Well, but boards aren't good at that.
You're more likely, as somebody who's on a board, I'm on the local television channel board here, the cable access channel. Usually what happens is you'll put something off to the next meeting.
Yeah,
that tends to be what happens.
That's
a month away.
It's really how boards work. And, you know, I'm highly frustrated in dealing with them. But the very next day, and I knew this at the time, I just flew off the handle. Like, I'm frustrated about dealing with them. I met with the president. He solved
you
all
the problems. You used the F word in regards to
it. I did. I was completely out of line in the language I used and the timing that I had.
Problem feds?
What's that?
Oh, sorry.
And you know, I've made a written apology in those areas to the board, and you know, they understand the frustration because every one of them feels it in dealing with the board. They get it. They know that that the old saying that none of us is as dumb as all of us, it really holds true in dealing with boards, especially boards for not-for-profit organizations. So actually my problems are solved as far as getting something through the board. It's done. The deal's signed, sealed, and delivered. But finally. But the next day, somebody called in, and I think it was Neil from New Hampshire was who it was. But it wasn't the Neil that I know. So it was
somebody else.
Maybe it was a fake name. I don't have any idea who it was. And he tried to set up this sort of fake scenario that was similar to, in his mind, what happened to the other night, and then ask Ian about it so that he'd go, ha, ha, ha. That's what Mark did, and you didn't fire him. You should have fired Mark. He's a bad guy.
And well, I did call you out when you used the F word. I said you need to calm down and that you were out of line. That's as I recall, I mean, those weren't the exact words I used, but I did immediately jump
fire
in.
Someone over
said that's
the,
not very
firing
nice.
Firing someone over the F word off of the air.
No, I said to him, that's not very nice. It was, and it certainly was not.
I'm
very
sure
nice.
There's some people that are very upset with me. I get that.
But that's what.
But I'd like to make it clear that I'm very upset with the way that I've had to deal with the Free State Board, too.
Right. So that's what you're referencing, John. Go ahead with your point for tonight.
I thought that was quite amusing. I mean, I have in the past been on that board, so, and I was actually on the board a while ago when that calling program first came up, and I thought it was almost done, you know, before I left the board nearly a year ago. So, you know, I completely understand the frustration and, you know, can't figure out why the heck we couldn't move forward with it, but I'm glad we're finally looking to actually get something done and start making phone calls and start finding those other 10,000 people who just don't know they want to move to New Hampshire yet.
And, John, I want to thank you for the suggestion that you made, that the tweak to the program that will be included, which is that not only will we include the new signers into the grand scheme number, but we'll also sort of separate them out so that people that for whatever reason want to know who signed up in what manner, they'll be able to find that information out. And so I think that that's valuable. I think people will want to know that information. So
what we're talking about is a call-out program that will help bring the Free State Project, a project that is dedicated to bringing thousands of people, hopefully 20,000 people, to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Mark, you are interested in making that happen sooner rather than later with an active sales program, calling people, making a
recruitment program.
Making cold, not, I guess they're not cold calls because they're qualified prospects.
Could be from a list.
But they're cold-ish, I suppose, because they aren't expecting you.
That's right.
And finally, it is finally moving forward, so it's great news.
Yes, I totally agree, and hopefully we can make a few website changes to accommodate the calling program if anything needs to be done on that.
Okay. John, anything else tonight?
No, like I said, your podcasts are keeping me well entertained on my drive to and from work in the dreaded Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Thanks for that, dude. We got to let you go. Your phone is kind of iffy tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So maybe, Mark, with your and Jason Osborne's input and whoever it is you're going to bring on board with this, the Free State Project will come to completion as far as making it to 20,000 signers. Over 9,800 people so far have pledged to pick up their lives and move here to New Hampshire in order to get active for freedom. And your proposal was that you're going to get that to 20,000 here within the next 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, I'm kind of hedging my bets and saying 18 to 24 just in case things don't go well.
It was 6 to 12. Now right. It's 18 to 24.
I believe, dude, I believe absolutely that I'm going to make it.
I see.
Look, I'm going to do it so well and so fast that that they're going to have to carve a bronze statue to Jason Osborne there in Concord when we have a truly free state. But I imagine they'll probably put a Manchester Brewing beer in
Jason
his hand,
would
too.
Love to have a statue of himself, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I suspect.
And he deserves it because he really is. So he's the man behind a lot of the great liberty-oriented stuff that you hear and you see out there.
I think people would confuse him with Colonel Sanders, because in a bronze statue. You see, he has dark hair and Colonel Sanders has white hair, but he's still got that same mustache and
see it in the statue.
Little beard thing, and he'd probably, they'd put him in a, double-breasted suit for it.
Coming up, we're talking about Los Angeles, or we'll take your calls, not whatever you want. Los Angeles and medical marijuana. You thought it was legal to sell medical marijuana in California. Well, we'll find out what they've got planned out there, and it's not good. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They'll show you what working within the system will get you. Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Oh, you're still here.
I'm still here, yeah. I haven't been fired yet.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And they include the bulletin board system, chat room, Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at Facebook at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They are a bunch of effing morons at SACL CAI. All right, so we continue here. We continue. And go to Los Angeles here in the Wall Street Journal, where the Los Angeles City Council on Wednesday has delayed a vote on a much-anticipated medical marijuana ordinance, asking planning officials to return next week with information on how many dispensaries could be closed because they're near homes, schools, and public gathering sites.
Public gathering sites.
Seems like a fairly large amount. I mean, there's a lot of schools, I imagine, in L.A., a lot of homes, a lot of public gathering sites, too. Council members indicated a vote could come in January on the draft ordinance, which would provide guidelines to greatly reduce the number of marijuana storefronts and push them out of neighborhoods and into industrial areas. The city council agreed Tuesday to limit the number of dispensaries to 70. Now, I was watching recently a little movie called Super High Me. Perhaps you've heard of the...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was good. Yeah. Perhaps you've heard of Super Size Me. Mark, have you heard of that film? Super Size Me?
Yeah.
You know that one? That's the one where the guy eats McDonald's for 30 days. Well, the apparently a comedian, and I don't recall his name, but he's pretty funny. A comedian out in California saw that movie and was inspired, and I guess he got some financing, and they actually did Super High Me, where he, was it 15 days where he quit or 30 days where he quit and then 30 days where he smoked all day?
I thought he went 30 days 30, smoking 30, yeah. all day. He did go. He went without for a while.
Right, it was 30 and 30.
So that he could be totally clean and sober for testing and all that stuff before he started smoking a lot.
Right. So
for
this,
30 days.
So this is a guy who is a regular cannabis user who, for the purposes of this film that he was making, quit smoking cannabis for 30 days straight. And so they documented his 30 days of...
I'd like to know...
No. He smoked for 30 days straight. A lot.
No. He quit smoking for 30 days and then smoked for 30 days.
Yeah, he quit. You're right. The whole point was to be sober first, yeah.
Correct. So he quit smoking cannabis for 30 days. They documented his process of what his life was like while he was no longer using cannabis. And like you said, Dale, he went and he did some tests, like some memory tests, and he had a physical done and stuff like that. And then he smoked cannabis daily, all day long, pretty much, for 30 days straight. And they documented that as well. And it was a very entertaining film. And I don't know, I guess I'd give it 3.5 stars out of 5. Three if I have to not use halves. But it was good. And in that film, they talk about the situation out in California with the dispensaries. And they give you some numbers as far as how many dispensaries, after this medical marijuana provision was passed back in the 1990s, back in 1996, Proposition 215 was passed out in California by the voters. And it took them about a decade to finally really get it into effect where the police wouldn't stop them from opening, the local police, that is, the DEA is a whole other story, but where the local police would actually leave them alone when they'd try to use the law that was passed and open up dispensaries and that sort of thing. So they actually tracked within, I think it was 2004, 2005, 2006, 07, they looked at the numbers of dispensaries. And it went from in the dozens the first year to the hundreds the next year, and then several hundred the year after that. So watching the expansion of the availability, the legal-ish availability of marijuana out in California, just by looking at the numbers of the dispensaries was pretty amazing. Just to see the numbers just jumping up like that. So now the city council has brilliantly decided in Los Angeles to limit the number to 70. Now, when the state passed the law allowing for medical marijuana co-ops in 2004, Los Angeles never set forth guidelines on how they should operate. That led to rampant growth of dispensaries. Why? Because the market demands it.
Yes. People want them.
The number in the city today is estimated at... Go ahead, Mark. Take a guess.
Dispensaries in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
City of 7 million?
They're going to limit it to 70.
In Los Angeles or in California?
Los Angeles.
Oh, I see. I was going to guess significantly higher than that. 500.
1,000.
Gosh.
1,000 medical marijuana dispensaries.
Maybe the article will address this, but I am curious how they're going to determine who gets to stay open and who doesn't, who greases the right palms.
Yeah, that'll be it, right?
Always an issue.
Money. It'll be money.
And who knows the right people and so on.
So it's made medical marijuana one of the city's fastest growing industries. As more dispensaries opened, police, city officials, and residents complained that many were illegal cash businesses that had little to do with medical care. The city decided to crack down. Today we took the first step in regaining the trust of the residents of Los Angeles by protecting the integrity and safety of our communities while offering medical marijuana to those who truly need it, said Councilman Jose Huizar in an emailed statement Tuesday evening. So apparently they're going to offer medical marijuana to those who truly need it, but only in 70 locations as opposed to the much, much more convenient 1,000 locations that they currently have.
Right. And if you decide that this is somehow an inefficiency in the marketplace, it's none of your business whether there's 1,000 or not. That's what they...
Who cares?
Right. They're keeping themselves open. It doesn't cost you anything.
Oh, but they're cash businesses, Mark, and this is...
That's the way businesses ought to be.
There's something going on at these establishments that is not by the law.
What is wrong with our country when it's a problem that you use U.S. legal tender?
Well, you can likely pay in cash at the other places, but what they're suggesting is that they are... they're not necessarily following the laws to spec at all of these dispensaries. As though shutting down 930.
Sounds to me what they're worried about is the income, that they're not getting sufficient income from them as they would other businesses.
That would make sense, right? Because if it's cash, then they can't really identify who's doing what as far as...
There's going to be 70 Walmarts of medical marijuana, basically, instead of mom and pop store medical marijuana shops.
That provide goods and services in different manners for different types of people. I mean, different people need different dispensaries.
Right, and as though shutting down 930 stores is going to somehow stop those clients from getting the cannabis they're looking for, they're just going to hit the streets.
And let's also point out that those are 900 stores that probably have several people that work there, and those are families that are now being unemployed. They're putting people out of work.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, in this market especially, to be doing that.
Well,
crazy.
You know, we need to do this because there needs to be a 1,000-foot buffer. The council has mandated a 1,000-foot buffer between medical dispensaries and residential use areas.
Because we know that if kids had to walk more than 1,000 feet after school to get to the dispensary, then they won't buy anything. I mean, they're not going. I don't think they're going in there. Anyway. I mean, these guys don't want to risk this, their license anyway. But once again, it's like the 1,000 feet away from the pedophile.
Right.
It's like that's going to keep pedophiles. If there's some weird pedophile that's cruising the playground at school,
right?
Like he's not going to go over 1,000 feet from his home to get there. And these kids are not going to go over 1,000 feet to get to a medical marijuana dispensary. It's so silly.
There are not middle schoolers walking into medical marijuana dispensaries in California and buying pot there. That's just not happening. Because they're legitimate storefronts, those middle schoolers are buying the pot the way they've always bought the pot, from somebody in high school or one of their other middle school buddies who's selling it to them on the sports field or behind in an alley somewhere, and that's going to continue going on. As though the kids are not going to be aware that marijuana exists in Los Angeles because there's a 1,000-foot buffer between the stores and residential use areas, and now, of course, they're also proposing that also include public gathering sites, homes, and schools. Medical marijuana advocates say they were against the arbitrary caps on the number of dispensaries, but said new regulations proved it's possible to regulate medical marijuana on a large scale. Yay! They're regulating us! Yay! 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this or whatever's on your mind, even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for your call. If you make it now, it is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and sign up. Get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, AmpOnly podcast, forum, and more. All the details are there. amp.freetalklive.com. So,
I'd like to make a point here. The caller who called in about the renal failure and how the nematodes or whatever clean urine or something like that. It turns out I was right in the guess that I made.
Oh, great. So we're talking about Los Angeles, the Wall Street Journal reporting that apparently the 1,000 medical marijuana facilities that exist within the city of Los Angeles will definitely be just sliced down to 70. They're going to put 930 stores out of business. Because of, well, whatever the hell. Maybe they're not paying the government enough money. Who knows what the rules are. The government people are going to crack down, and more than 70 dispensaries would be allowed to remain open if they meet the new guidelines. So who knows how many of them will actually meet the new guidelines, which is a 1,000-foot buffer between the dispensaries and residential use areas, schools, public gathering sites. And who knows what other guidelines they'll tack on before all this is said and done, because they've delayed the vote on one of these ordinances till next week. So we're yet to see what the full story is here. But they have agreed to limit the number of dispensaries to 70, and they have mandated a 1,000-foot buffer between medical dispensaries and residential use areas. Tuesday night's decision gave preference to 137 dispensaries that had registered with the city early on. Those dispensaries would have 180 days to comply with the new regulations, but many are expected to close. And at the same time, medical marijuana advocates were celebrating the city's regulations by saying, hey, it proves that medical marijuana can be regulated on a large scale. This is great news. In fact, the quote from Chris Hermes, the spokesman for the Americans for Safe Access, said, This is a huge milestone. It definitely sends a message to the rest of the country that the second largest city in the nation has recognized the need for legal distribution. F legal distribution. How about we just have free market distribution where people get to decide for themselves how to sell and how to buy marijuana without having to go and get some damn permit from the state? This is not freedom. This is just another regulated business now. That's what medical marijuana has turned into. It's going to be another business where politically connected people and people who paid their bribes
gonna
are going to be the ones
killing on it, because they're going to be able to hedge it. They won't have, well, the people who are
politically connected ones. Yeah.
Yeah, the connected people are going to make a killing because they don't actually have to compete with others. That it'll hurt competition and
absolutely
and
prices will go up.
Yeah.
Service will not be as good, and the locations are just not going to be there. You're talking about Los Angeles. That place is huge.
And for medical people, I mean, people who are, you know, some of these people, a lot of them are going to be on chemo.
Right.
Things like
wheelchairs.
That. And you know, the fact that you're making, why are you trying to make life more inconvenient for someone who's already suffering?
Hey, it's just business.
This is bad.
We need to have licenses.
Marijuana is bad.
Wait, we got to protect the children. That's what it is. Children, everybody. There's children in Los Angeles, so we need to keep these places in industrial districts where it's very scary to go to, and keep it away from the children.
Where all the liquor
marijuana stores
are.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so ludicrous. I mean, they can have liquor stores next to these parks and churches and community gathering areas, whatever the heck that thing is.
Yeah. You can buy liquor at Eckerd Drugs and hard liquor in California.
Oh, is that so in California? I don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember when I first moved there, unless laws have changed since I left. But when I remember when I first moved there, my you know, it was like I was like a cartoon character. My hat popped off my head and did a few flips and landed back on my head again. I walked into an Eckerd Drug or something like that, some drugstore, and there's a big liquor display right there. And I'm like, I can buy liquor, and you can do it on Sunday.
Wow.
That's you can go to the grocery store and buy hard liquor in California. You don't have to go to a state-approved store and, you know. But they're worried about marijuana. Once again, liquor is much, you know, alcohol much, much worse than marijuana in so many ways. Across the board. Like, across the board, if you want to look at the dangers involved and everything, it's just across the board worse than marijuana. But this is ridiculous.
All right, so there you have it. I mean, that's what they're looking at doing, is just locking down the marketplace in Los Angeles, and the medical marijuana people, some of them, are happy about this. And especially the 70 business owners that are operating, the ones that will be allowed to stick around, they're real happy about this, because yep. you just eliminated, what, 70 out of 1,000? You just eliminated 90%+ of the market. The suppliers out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Nice to be one of those guys.
This is what happens, though. This is what they wanted, right? This is what the medical marijuana advocates wanted. They wanted their marijuana to be regulated. We want it to be regulated. We want it to be taxed. This is how we need to make this happen, because people are sick. Well, how about we just have freedom where, instead of medical marijuana laws and regulations and all of this nonsense, you just eliminate decriminalize the issue of carrying marijuana and selling marijuana, and then you just allow people to sell it however they want to sell it. It's a flipping plant. So this is why that medical marijuana advocates and the medical marijuana provisions frustrate me. As a liberty-oriented person, as somebody who is concerned with the war on drugs,
right? We can see here what happens when, because the way medical marijuana was passed in California, it was passed by by the people as opposed to by the legislation. So they weren't ready for the regulation or anything like that, and so the regulation's coming later, and we're seeing what the regulation causes in the marketplace. They're taking 1,000 dispensaries and cutting them down to. What was it, 70?
70.
Inside a city of 7 million people. And it's bad. It's not good for the marketplace. It's not good for anybody. It's not good for sick people. So the people that advocate for regulation in a marketplace where marijuana is criminalized, I can understand that. That makes sense. However, here's what we can see what happens if free people can buy and sell a dried plant freely, or at least more freely than this.
Some of the
suggesting here.
It's what happens is what has always happened with any industry that has been regulated, that certain elements, certain business people decide that there's too much competition here. Boy, we're barely making any profits. We need to really get together with the government people and come up with We need a commission of the on regulation of marijuana.
We need to use violence to make money instead of making it freely, voluntarily, consensually.
We need a licensing board that everybody who wants to open up a marijuana dispensary will have to go to and bow down on bended knee and submit all kinds of paperwork and cash and make sure that they obey every one of our arbitrary diktats before they're allowed to supply marijuana to the people that need it medically. Because that's how business is supposed to work. That's how it works everywhere else. That's how it works in so many industries where in order to be a plumber, you have to go and bow down to the Board of Regulation and show them that you've got all the, you know, the equipment that they mandate that you have and that you've jumped through all the proper hoops. And then
don't limit how. I mean, they just put these sort of restrictions on these hurdles in place.
Taxi cabs are limited.
That much is true. But I'm saying on plumbers, they don't. It depends on the business.
This depends on the arbitrary rules, whoever the board of rulers has come up with.
You're right. It's whatever the businesses in place are able to do to clamp down on new growth and competition in that area. Because there's one thing that people that are in a particular industry, they compete. They compete heavily with each other. But there's one thing that they can all agree on. We don't need any more people in this industry competing.
My God, so, there could be 2,000 dispensaries if we keep letting this go on.
Right, things like that.
Prices will just keep dropping, and we'll have to work harder to make a better product served. To make money.
It would be crazy.
So here you have it. You pass a law thinking that it's going to help people out, and it does initially before the government figures out how to control things too much. It does initially where you see the explosion in the clinics, the marijuana dispensaries, and now, whoa, it's too much. It's too much. We can't just let people be free to open these things, even though it's still highly regulated, even though you still have to actually follow a number of rules and regulations in order to even open one of these dispensaries in the first place, that they're still subject to raids. And things like that and being shut down because they haven't crossed the right T's and dotted the right I's. But nonetheless, people were willing to jump through all that. They just keep making it more and more difficult, which is why anytime anybody proposes medical marijuana, it's very hard for me to get very excited about it.
Yeah.
Very hard.
This is
what happens.
Absolutely.
And California was one of the better systems. The one they were proposing here in New Hampshire was a joke. The one they were proposing here was state-run entirely. You want to talk about a bad idea. Anyway, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.